This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
What you got?
No, I was going to answer to a time in there. He was,
What?
He said, Big O, can please ask Sean if he's going to put his hard-earned money down and order the AEW pay-per-view this week.
Sounds to me like you're not.
I am not.
Okay.
But here's the deal. They are playing it at select movie theaters and also at Dave and Buster's. Some Dave and Buster's have a cover charge. Some do not. So make sure, check it out if you want to go see it. Then you don't have to pay the full price.
That's a nugget.
You could pay, you know, a little bit less and go and watch
it. Go with the fellas and go have some beers and get it.
I'm not sure what they charge necessarily. Every movie theater is a little bit different. So
when is it, tomorrow night?
This one's Sunday night.
Okay,
the WWE one is actually tomorrow, I think afternoon, because it's in Saudi Arabia. I think it's like 1:30 or something like that.
So maybe you can watch the, you know, like the Dallas game or something.
Yeah. You got a lot to do, and then boom, right to the movie.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but I'm not paying the full price for that. No way.
Man of 1,050 says Republicans and Demos are working together behind the scenes and laughing at those who argue all the time, divide and conquer. Amen. But they got plenty of Dems and Republicans and Trumpies all worked up, and they sucker them thinking that, oh, my side's better, and my side's looking out for all of us. And Fools. Bunch of fools. But, hey, man, in this country, we got a lot of suckers, man. They buy almost every piece of crap that they sell you. Big O, what do you think about Robert Kennedy? Oh, my God, no. First of all, they're not letting anybody debate Biden, because on their own side they know that the old man's a clown, so they don't want somebody on their own side showing him up. That's not going to help, this is what's going on. The Democrats are just going to leave the old fart there to run, and then they're hoping that the mass confusion and fight amongst the Republicans, right, that alone will turn everybody off, and that you'll get enough conservatives and middle ground type of Republicans, not conservatives. You know, you'll get those to kind of say, I can't deal with this. Screw it. I'll vote for the old man. Because that's kind of what they did last time. It's the Trumpies don't realize this. They're not very smart, the Trumpies. It's kind of what it is, unfortunately. You know, the guy loses to Hillary. The guy loses to Biden by even more. They won the electoral, but he lost 3 million to Hillary. He lost by 7 million to Biden. His seven lackeys lost in the midterms. So what they're hoping is that if Trump does win, again, people say, yeah, no, we're not going through that. And they just will deal with the old man and vote for him. So either way, we won't win. We'll get buried and we lose either way. It doesn't really matter. But that's kind of what's going on. But the fact that they don't let him debate, and by the way, have you heard Robert Kennedy's voice? Can you imagine listening to that voice? I can't stand listening to that guy for 1 minute. I'm happy he loves Bitcoin, but oh my God. And by the way, we've kind of had enough of the Kennedys, haven't we? Right? I think I've kind of had enough of that name, but wow, that guy's voice. And if you haven't heard it, listen to Robert Kennedy talk. Have you heard Robert Kennedy's voice? Oh my God, you got to listen to that thing. That is, I'd rather hear or watch somebody scratch their nails on chalkboards constantly. Can you imagine Robert Kennedy's press conferences, speeches? Oh, whoa. Oh, wow. Ugh. Damn. We got no candidates. No side has any candidates. Okay? So we're done. We're so cooked, it's not even funny. Let's see. Big Ed, Ames singer, actor from TV show Daniel Boone, is... He passed away, huh? All right. Rest in peace. What chances do you put for the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup? I like their chances a lot. Yeah. I think they're the best team left. Seriously. From what I'm watching the Dallas Knights series, and obviously the Knights are good, but they've beaten better teams already. So I like the Panthers' chances. I don't like the Heat's chances at all. Even if they beat the Celtics, I don't think they – maybe they win one game against Denver. Denver's much better than they are. They're going to need some really crazy luck and injuries to help them out in the Denver series. But I really like the Panthers' chances. Dougie Fresh says, Robert Kennedy sounds like the teacher from the Peanuts after a tooth extraction. Isn't it? It's like, bro, it's excruciating, that voice. It's terrible. I don't even know if he's a good politician or not, to be quite honest, but the voice alone scares me. You know who he reminds me of? Anybody watch My Cousin Vinny? Do you remember the stuttering lawyer? The stuttering lawyer that got fired before, you know, Vinny took over and it became the lawyer that of the other kid? Yeah, the public defender. Okay? Outside of the stuttering, the sound of his voice was kind of Robert Kennedy-ish. Okay, so for those, I'm serious. You have to go listen to it. Just take a minute, leave the show, go find on YouTube right now and listen to it for just a couple seconds and come back and tell me. And you're going to go, there's no way I would vote for that guy. There's no way. Like, how does anybody around the world want to sit down and have conversations with this guy? You know, how does he go to the G7 summit and then people take him seriously? You know, it's just like, oh God, it's bad, bro. It's bad. Ugh. Well, Kennedy's voice is as bad as that DeSantis laugh. Yeah, DeSantis laugh was pretty bad, bro. Oh God. That was a really... That reminded me of the, what's the name of the dude? We're going to go to Iowa, and we're going to go to this. We're going to, wah! You know, that guy years ago, I remember, I forgot his name now, but that it was kind of creepy. I forgot the name of that politician. But yeah, it's one of those, definitely. Would you go listen to it?
I wanted to see who the actor was that played it. So when I looked up the IMDb, they actually have the screen grab of that whole line of questioning.
Of course.
I was reading it twice. I started laughing myself just thinking about it.
No more questions.
Yeah. So I see you wear glasses. Yes. What color are the defendant's eyes? Brown and blue.
Kennedy talks like Yoko sings. Just had to make a Yoko reference.
We love Yoko on this show. Well, one of us does.
Robert Kennedy and the Plastic Ono Band. Yes, exactly. Dean Cain or... Yes. 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 It was Dean Cain. That's it, Karoon. Yeah. No, that's it. Howard Dean. That's it, Dougie Fresh. Howard Dean. That's the guy. And we're going to go to Iowa. We're going to go there. We're going to go. Wow! After that whole thing, like if he had, I don't even know if he really had a chance, but after that, he never had a chance. You know what I'm saying? After that, he was cooked, bro. Howard Dean. Very good. Thank you. That's it. That is voice discrimination. You are canceled. I'm guilty, Eddie. I'm guilty. I'm serious, bro. That guy's voice is, it's the worst. I don't know how you can. You're watching it.
In California and Texas and New York, and we go to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
Oh, that was awesome. Right after that moment, he was cooked, bro. He was done. Oh, God. That's awesome. That's awesome. Oh, God. Oh, you are right. I just heard it. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, Robert Kennedy? Bro, I'm not lying. I don't bullshit you guys, man. I don't bullshit you guys. No matter what, you may not like what I got to say, but I ain't going to bullshit you guys. I tell it like it is. What do you got there? Kennedy? Are you? Okay. He's got Kennedy's voice. Here we go. You got to hear this shit.
My mission over the next 18 months of this campaign and over my throughout my presidency will be to end the corrupt merger of state and corporate power that is threatening now.
No, I can't. No, I can't. I won't be able to listen to that guy. No, 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 no. I refuse it. No, 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 I can't. I can't. I can't. And bro, he loves Bitcoin. That alone should get you voted for him. No, no. I don't need your help anyways. You know what I mean? We've got the current regime now. These idiots are in charge right now, right? They're kind of like anti-crypto because they can't control it and all that, you know, because they want to control our lives. And so they're kind of anti because they know it's coming. But bro, yeah, I there's no way I could vote for that guy, even if he's pro-crypto. Huh? Yeah. I'm not taking any chances, Eddie. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. You can vote for him if you want. God bless you, bro, but I'm not voting for that voice. No, 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 no. What happens if it never improves, Eddie? What happens if that voice stays like that? There's no way anybody's going to take him serious, not even any other world or any other anything. Country, city, world, leaders, people. No. Oh my God. What? What happened? He has a disorder?
Yes.
That's what it is?
I looked that up. I went Robert F. Kennedy Jr. voice, and it says he suffers from, I'm going to kill this, spasmodic dysphonia.
Oh, then that's not getting fixed.
A specific form of an involuntary movement disorder called dystonia that affects only the voice box.
Wait a minute. This is the guy from Meatballs. Spaz, 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 spaz. He's the guy balancing the cups and all that kind of stuff. Right? You said he's spaz, right?
Yeah, it's spasmodic. Dysphonia. Yeah.
It's spaz from Meatballs. You're voting for Spaz from Meatballs. What's wrong with you people? So, Eddie, that ain't getting fixed, bro. That ain't getting fixed. Sorry. No. Can't vote for that. No. That sounds like a dying gargoyle. Lofi says the criteria to becoming president is getting dumber and dumber all the time for me to go watch Idiocy. He sounds like Aubrey Hepburn talking into a fan. I can hear Aubrey Hepburn's voice right now. That makes me laugh. That is funny. That is funny. Oh, I hear a lot of complaints and emphasis on the problems with politics, both sides, and I agree with a lot of the points. So what's the solution? We got no solution, Emilio. That's the scariest part. This whole third party thing, that'll never happen. That'll take decades and decades and decades to develop that kind of a deal. I don't think there's a solution because all the people in power we've put in place, and they're all corrupted on both sides. It doesn't matter. The funny part is hearing the people that take sides trying to defend, thinking that their side is like the right side when, you know. So I don't have an answer, my brother, because I don't think there's one. I don't know how we can overcome. Brother, we put in people like Marjorie Taylor Greene into office. AOC is like this extremist. She's not even pro-union. And dude, I could just go on and on and talk about both sides and just rip into both sides on how terrible and how they're not for you. They don't care about you guys. And it's just, I don't think there's an answer, unfortunately. It's so corrupted on both sides. I'm terrified of that, unfortunately. I don't think we have anything. Darth Vader sucking on a helium balloon. That's pretty good. Big O, if the cartel kidnaps you, they will put you in a room with that on a... Oh, God, yeah, that's... I will do anything.
You know who our first lady would be?
Until you give up your Bitcoin. Oh, I'll give you my Bitcoin right away. I mean, it ain't going to make you rich anyways, but I'll give you my Bitcoin right away if I don't have to hear that.
Do you know who his wife is?
Who's? Robert Kennedy?
Yeah.
Who?
Cheryl Hines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
For Curb Your Enthusiasm. She was the wife for...
yeah, I know who she is.
Yeah.
I know she is.
That would be our first lady.
Okay. I like her.
It's got a little bit better.
I'll vote for Cheryl Hines for president, not for her husband.
Well, there's like...
So how do you sweet talk if you're Robert Kennedy?
You sing a song?
Do you whisper? Yoda? How do you whisper? Yoda? How do you whisper in her ear? It's kind of odd. Standards have gotten lower for some reason. In a documentary I saw, viewers hated that Nixon started to sweat and looked at his watch in a debate against Kennedy. Well, that was also an era where what happened there, Karoon, also was TV. TV changed. And by the way, kind of what's going on now a little bit. Very, very interesting you brought that up, because at that moment, TV was a new thing. It was coming into life. And then all of a sudden, for the first time, a debate was held and people saw a young and vibrant Kennedy and an older Nixon. And so those are the kind of things that kind of changed, you know, in that debate, that people thought, okay, yeah, we need to go in this direction. And then that's what we kind of feel a lot with Biden, right? That he's too old, you know, and really age shouldn't be the barrier. If your mind is working and all that kind of stuff, I don't really need my leader, you know, riding a bike. Let's be honest. I mean, you know, we see emperors and popes and kings and queens that they don't move very much and they're into their 80s and 90s and still leading. You know what I'm saying? And so age shouldn't be a barrier if your mind works. It's, you know, Biden, if he's falling down, well, guess what? He doesn't need to walk that much, bro. Just, you know, you're the president, you know? But we still have that concern right now, right? Because he stumbles with his words and all that kind of stuff, so it doesn't sell well. And not that you have a young or vibrant, you know, candidate going up against him, but DeSantis will be younger. So that will look different. You know, if in a debate, people may lean that way just because he's younger, you know? So that's what happened back in those days. Television really changed what was going on there in politics, because if the debate was on radio only, it might have not had the same kind of impact on Nixon. But television had a huge impact on Nixon when he was going up against the younger Kennedy at that moment. So that was a different era and a different time that we were changing, and technology ended up affecting the politics in those days. And it's funny that you brought it up, because kind of some of the same issues with Biden and Nixon are going on right now. Yes. Sounds like a good Curb episode. Yeah. Yep. That was such a contrast visually between Nixon and Kennedy. Yeah. That was the thing. Karen says, very true, Big O. Debates on television was a new thing. Kennedy was the underdog, but things changed after that debate. Yeah, because he was young. And people got attracted to it. And obviously, I'm sure he won. I'm sure he won some of the women's over. Can't wait to watch. Oh, the Trump and DeSantis. It's just going to be a joke, bro. And the best part about that debate is going to be DeSantis is such a tight ass. That you know, and Trump's a dummy, so all he's going to do is just insult, right? And so then DeSantis is going to get all bent out of shape, and he's going to lose his cool. So that's what the Democrats are counting on. They're counting on the dysfunction of the Republicans to lead people to vote for the old man and tolerate. Nobody really wanted Biden. It's just they didn't want Trump, so they settled for Biden. And they're kind of counting on the same thing. Nobody really wants Biden. Nobody really wants Trump. But it's kind of like you're settling for whatever. You know, don't tell the Trumpies that. They don't know any better, you know. But they're the minority. They're just loud. You know, but that's kind of what we're hoping for there. You know, that's what they're doing. You know. So either way, we're screwed. Doesn't matter. You get DeSantis, you get Trump, you get Biden. You know, you don't win at all, dude. We all lose. No, he does not sound. Dave Hyde, don't do that to Dave Hyde, horn dog. Dave Hyde does not sound like Kennedy. That's not nice. He needs a Pope mobile. That's it, King Short. Right? Pope still does his job. Put Biden in a Pope mobile. A Biden mobile. I like that. It should be driven by Trump. That would be the best. Right on the mark, Big O. And the documentary viewers who listened on radio said Nixon won. TV viewers said Kennedy won. Exactly. That's exactly what happened. So, either way, we're going to lose. Doesn't matter who you like, we're going to lose. I don't like any of them. That's the way I look at it. Screw them all. What else do we have? Marlins lost 3 of 4 to the Rockies. They dropped to 25-26 now. You almost feel like that's what their season's going to be, right? If they hover right around 500, a couple games over, at 500, a couple games under, but not much more than that. And let me tell you something. If Skip can actually keep them at 500, I think he's done a marvelous job with that team. You know, I know that the owner thinks they can win a World Series and all that, but, you know.
Yeah, but he's a Marlin fan.
Right, he's a fan. Exactly. He's fanatical. Yeah. He's
but right. Here's the problem. When the trade deadline hits, they lose their offense.
Yeah, Soler's gone. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So then that's when you're probably gonna see the wheels fall off a little bit, I believe.
That's a good point.
I think they'll stay right about 500 up until that point and then bloop, bloop.
Yeah. They're 2-5 in their last 7 games, by the way. Luzardo is on the mound. He's pitched pretty well this year, man. He's 3-3, got a 3.83 ERA. Reed Detmers is on the mound for the Angels. 0-3 and a 4.87 ERA. But we get to see Ohtani now. Oh, God, it's awesome. I love watching Ohtani play, bro. You know, and especially on days that he's pitching. Yeah, I think
will
he does.
I think
we get him either tomorrow or Sunday, actually.
Oh, wow.
Look it up. Oh, look man. It up. I think we get him this weekend. I think so. And then Inter Miami, by the way, on the road in Montreal Saturday, 7:30. They're tied with Montreal for the 12th spot with 15 points. They've got to get back on track and start winning here in the MLS. I love what they're doing in the U.S. Open Cup. They've advanced to the Elite Eight. Hopefully they can continue this run. Patriots, former Dolphin, Raekwon McMillan blew out his Achilles, partially torn Achilles, that is. And he has been placed on the IR. They just signed him to a one-year, $2.2 million deal. And Raekwon McMillan already out for the season with a torn Achilles tendon. I saw that news. Kind of, man, that kid has never had luck, bro. Remember the first play as a Dolphin, special teams? He blows out his knee right there in the middle of the field. Like the first play of the of his entire career in the NFL, and the kid blows out his knee. Raekwon McMillan has never, ever had the good fortunes that he, you know, and everybody deserves. You all deserve to have good fortunes, man. Have some good things happen to you, man. What? Yeah, they're in LA. Yeah. Yeah, but is he? Oh, you're talking about going to a game. No. No, I thought you were just asking me, do we get to see him pitch? And I believe it's either Saturday or Sunday that he pitches. It's not Sunday?
Saturday.
Yeah.
It's Cabrera.
Okay, good. Is it? Is it Yuri? Oh, no, Edward is... Edwards pitched well, too. Yeah, he's been all right. But, hey, man, just to watch Ohtani, you know. The only thing that sucks, it's tomorrow, and we've got the Heat game going on. So, by the way, if you want to rock out, my man Larry Schlossberg, his band, Doors Alive, will be rocking at Revolution Live on Saturday night. So if you're into the Doors, his singer has a little Morrison feel to him and everything. Larry's going to be jamming the guitar like he always does. His band will be at Revolution Live. Doors Alive is the name of the band. You can check it out. Oh, this always comes out. Big O for president. There you go. I saw the Ledger Wallet news, Lofi. Now, they say they've backed off of that. Now, remember, you have to opt into that if you want it. Okay, I wouldn't do it. I'm not a Ledger guy. I'm a Trezor guy. But, you know, I get what they're trying to do to recover and help you recover your password. Lord knows a lot of people have lost their passwords and then you lose your money. You know what I mean? So this is a way to do that, but it's wrong. I'm sorry. That's just not the way decentralized financing works. And so it's not something that I'm a fan of. I don't like that option. So if I owned a Ledger, I would not opt into that and stay away from that. Okay? So, yeah, with the whole password thing. So, yeah, I saw it. Not a big deal for me, at least, because I'm not a Ledger guy. And all I would suggest is do not add it to your Ledger, and then you don't have to worry about it because you won't share it, so nobody will know, and you're fine. You're on your way. But the only way you get burned is by, well, it's not necessarily you're going to get burned, but just sharing it, even though three different entities get, you know, split the password up, so, and none of them know who's who and who has it and what, so they can't really contact each other because they don't know. But the bottom line is, okay, you still don't want that. That's kind of uncomfortable. So I'm not a fan of it, quite honest. What I would just do, if I have a Ledger, I'd go get another one. I'd get another custodial wallet. That's what I would do. Big O, any plans for Memorial Day? You've got the Edge drink ready to go in the mix. Yeah, that, a little Edge with a little vodka. But I'm relaxing at home this weekend. I'm not doing much, man, at all. That's it. Only in the U.S. can you cause an insurrection, have all these legal issues, and still run for president. Yeah, but he's not going to win. He has no shot at winning, so it doesn't really matter. It's all hype, dude. It's all, and that comes only from the Trumpies. He has no shot at winning. It's only the Trumpies that will vote for him, and there's less of those now. Because he's lost some of the conservatives. He's lost a lot of the moderates. So most people don't want anything to do with him. It's just Trumpies that raise the stink. But that's it. Look at the track record. He lost to deadbeat Hillary by 3 million votes. So he lost the majority of Hillary. He only won because of the electoral. Then he lost to deadbeat Biden by 7 million votes. And then he tried to push in Kari Lake and all those dummies, and they all lost. And by the way, that loser, Kari Lake, she keeps getting her ass kicked in court. So the only people that will tell you that Trump has a chance are Trumpies. But clearly America is telling you they want less and less of him. No matter what, they'll vote for a piece of turd over the guy. And they did in the last election. So, you know, he's got no shot. DeSantis will beat him. Because people have had enough of Trump. That's all. You know, it doesn't matter, bro. Biden, DeSantis, Trump, Bernie, whatever. We'd lose either way. So pick your sides if you want. I don't care. They're all clown shows. Ever see Earth, Wind, and Fire? Yes, but don't go see them now. It's a shell of what they used to be. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, years ago when they were much better and Maurice White was alive and all that, and Philip Bailey was on it and all that. Yeah, I saw them years ago. But nowadays, I saw them part of a festival I was at. My suggestion, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire and Kool and the Gang, their time has passed. Those incredible Hall of Fame bands, you know, they are one of the greatest of all time, but not worth going to see in any concert nowadays at all. That I would tell you. Let's see what else. Big O, the major point is wallets and even hard are software based. It's not as safe as you think they marketed to you. Well, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem with your thinking. The way they're marketed is exactly what they are. So they are custodial wallets and nobody really can get to them. Now, if you open and create a back door, then yeah, of course it's there. But if it's not there, then you have no problem. And if you're not sharing the passwords, then it's not a problem. But if you start sharing passwords and you start saying, well, we're going to build a back door so we can get... No, then it no longer becomes, you know, decentralized anymore. Now there's a centralized form to it, and you can't have that. So you will lose business. And trust me, Ledger just lost themselves a lot of business because other wallets are going to say, nope, we're not going to do that. And that's it. So I disagree with you on that one. Big O, you said Trump won't win. The Trumpies are going to get mad at you. See, unlike the Republicans who are complete wussies, because a ton of them want to get rid of the guy, but they're so afraid of his base. I'm not. I don't care about his base. So I'm not worried about it. But I see the laughing and the thumbs up. But yeah, I don't worry about their base. Whatever, bro.
Hey, yo.
I don't worry about anybody's base. I don't really care. Yes.
Odds from Caesar Sportsbook. Just yes. Want to ask you, because it sounds odd to me, but maybe I don't gamble a lot, so maybe you can tell me why. Boston Celtics against Miami Heat. The finals odds. The Heat are minus 145. Celtics plus 125. Then they go to NBA championship odds. Of course the Denver Nuggets are number one.
Right, of course.
How do you think they have the setup 2 and 3?
Oh, Celtics 2 and Heat 3, of course.
Celtics are 285 and the Heat are plus 550.
Of course.
But how do they have them winning the finals and then the Celtics winning a championship?
Oh, because they feel that the Celtics are still going to get through this and at least be there to have some kind of odds.
Okay.
That's it. That's the only thing I can think of. Remember, it's nobody... none of us believe the Heat are supposed to be here.
No, I know, but they have.
So But Vegas is not going to convince themselves that they belong there.
Gotcha. Okay.
They still don't think they belong there.
They have them there because they're two games up.
That's it. Now one game.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, one game away from winning. Or however you want to get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's crazy, man. Big O, did you hear about Nikki Sixx learning how to play bass on Dr. Feelgood? Learning how to play bass. By the way, the sound of that album, the production of Dr. Feelgood was so amazing, dude. I'm more confident with the Panthers winning. Oh, yeah, way more confident in the Panthers than the Heat. Cool and the Gang opened up for Van Halen in 2007. They were much better than Halen. The infamous fan being blown on the Ross show as he threw a fit. Yeah, well, Halen hasn't been Halen for a long time. Slapping the bass. Gonna be a good Saturday night, you would think. Okay. Did LeBron? No, LeBron is not retiring at all to a time.
He's actually going to get surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just him throwing a little drama out there so you can forget about him.
Come on, front
swept.
Office, give me something.
Yeah, yeah. And then I saw an article. He wants to play with the Warriors.
Mm. You know what's funny also?
What?
I'm scrolling through Twitter. Omar.
Mm-hmm.
He got some, he said, I heard from Jets and Cowboys writers who's confirmed he's not impressive when you watch him practice. But he's a great student and tremendous locker room guy.
Who's this?
He does the little things, though.
Who's this?
Mike White. He does the little things,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, the little things are, you know, it's always very important. The little things, that's what makes, you know, Bam a superstar.
I thought you would know when I said Omar got some people to back him up.
Oh, that is funny. We got Memorial Day weekend, by the way, and please be safe out there. Don't be driving and doing crazy stuff out there. You know that they're going to have, you know, DUI checks and things like that. So, you know, make sure you're responsible out there, okay? It's very, very important, and be safe out there. Memorial weekend. They've got a Memorial Day event going on out here. The Integra, by the way, the 2023 Integra. Right now, $269 a month. The TLX, $379 a month. The MDX, $499 a month. So come on out here and check it out so you can get the lowest payments on some of the new Acura dealerships out here. And, of course, the number one volume sales dealership in the United States, baby, at 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 in Pines. It's going on right now through the 29th of May, which is on Monday. You can take advantage of their Memorial Day sales event going on right now. And by the way, that new Integra, holy shit, man, that car is awesome. It is super sharp. Super, super sharp. Love it. Integra type is going to be sick, but not the base one. Oh, man. I know what you're saying, the sport one. The base one's really nice, but the sport one, I know what you're talking about. It is sick. Sick. Yeah. Yeah, it just the body shape of it, it just looks so phenomenal, man. Really impressed with it. Really impressed. Anyway, we are out of here. I think we are done. We thank Cameron Wolf. We thank Manny Navarro, as always. Sean Stanley, Larry Schlossberg, Pat Nasto, Tony Stampone, and, of course, Mr. Zinn. Appreciate all of you out there, as always, for supporting the platform. Again, be safe this Memorial Day weekend out there. Hang out with friends and family. Let's go Heat. Let's hope that they win and get it done tomorrow. Let's go Inter Miami against Montreal. Let's go Marlins against the Angels. Let's go Dallas Stars. Extend the hell out of this series. Win, 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 baby.
I got another stat before we leave for Memorial Day.
Okay.
In the last three game fives of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Heat and Celtics.
Okay.
That Miami have lost. Jimmy Butler in those games, 17 points on 5 of 11 shooting, 13 points on 4 of 18 shooting, 14 points on 5 of 10 shooting. His stats in the following game 6, 22-8 with a win, 47-8-6 with a win.
All right, let's see if let's see if he makes it twee for twee. We'll see you on Monday. Be safe out there. Have a good one. Oh, maybe Tuesday. Yeah, it is Memorial Day. Maybe Tuesday. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Hit the notification bell. Remember, we may do a post-game show tomorrow also. So we'll keep you updated on all of that. Y'all be good.